Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is Power Friday, and I'm speaking with Commissioner Dennis Williams, and we're talking about what's happening in the Augusta-Richmond County area. And, you know, one of the areas that we were taking a look at, Commissioner Williams, with the Regency Mall area, and you were sharing some of the reasons that it just, at least as you mentioned, from your perspective, it would not have worked. But you were looking at some other possibilities in South Augusta in general.
Right. Our Economic Development Authority, this county commission was able to hire two slots in budget for it, that we have two individuals whose primary responsibility in that area is to go out and solicit retail sales and businesses that's directly aimed at the South Augusta area. And along with the South Augusta area, also some of the low service areas also. So that's one of the good things that our commissioners have done, that we have somebody dedicated for that particular responsibility, whereas the authority itself really didn't concentrate that much in retail sales. They were directing at big, large corporations. But even over in South Augusta, you had the Starbucks coffee factory out there, and the utility vehicle company.
Oh yeah,
Textron. Mm-hmm. They've expanded out there, and also you have a few other businesses that have come in to our area and is growing, and they're doing a very good job in getting people, businesses to come into the area. But these two particular individuals or slots will be directly aimed at the South Augusta area and unserviced areas in developing retail sales. So that's one of the things that has been very beneficial to us.
I'm curious. I would think that there are going to be a lot of similarities when it comes to what kinds of retail establishments will work there compared to what kinds of retail establishments work in West Augusta, for example. But I would think that there may be some differences, too, and that's why you need these people who specialize in that field to actually do the research and get this off the ground for you.
And see, you said the magic word, specialize. So their concentration would be on what's needed and what's wanted in Augusta and what will be successful in Augusta, in South Augusta, whereas in West Augusta, you could put almost any kind of restaurant in West Augusta and it succeed, but you do find one or two closing sometime. Mm-hmm. But in South Augusta, we need to concentrate on the desire of the public and what's actually needed out there. And hopefully, as we go along and we learn as we progress, we'll be able to hit it on the head.
I like that idea, because no need to get people out there, companies out there, and they're not the right companies for the people who live out there, and it doesn't work. And I think that partly what they'll be looking at, too, is something that I kind of get the impression a lot of us lay people don't think about. It's almost as though a lot of times when people think South Augusta, they think poor black people. And South Augusta is much more diverse than that.
That is true. And then if you really look at it, there's a lot of expendable income out in that area.
Yes.
Because you have a lot of people that's retired and living on pensions and working second jobs also.
Yes.
And that side of town, you have your military retired people, a lot of active duty military. Yes, there are some lower income areas in South Augusta, but they're not impoverished. You know, there are some areas in town that's pretty well, that's not well to do, but that's because that's the way life is, and you go have it everywhere. But the South Augusta area is growing, and eventually that's going to be where a lot of development would be provided out in that area. If you notice out on Peach Orchard Road past Tobacco Road, past Winter Spring, you have a new apartment development out there.
Yes.
So growth is coming everywhere, and the further out you go, it's just growing, going out also. So that's a good thing. But we can expect good things to be coming to South Augusta. I know the commissioners are working and looking at whatever we can do to increase businesses out there. And a lot of our commercial real estate developers are looking and trying to bring people out in that area.
That was going to be my next question, too. The role that our real estate companies, development companies, are playing in either helping or not helping development.
Well we have some companies that's doing an excellent job in working along with the city. Once or twice I've been called to a realtor's office to talk to a potential developer, buyer, or renter, whatever, and to talk about Augusta. And that's a very good thing because it shows the potential developer or investor that the city as a whole is working toward the common good of the city. And that's real good, and that keeps a good open dialogue for us. And we have good property in South Augusta. It's just one of those things. It depends on what the developer is looking for. And we have to be, as citizens of that part of town, we have to be very, very attentive to filing proper information when it comes to census time, because the demographics of your area makes a difference to the developer coming wanting to bring a business or develop an area. If all your income, your minimum income level is around $20,000 a person, you know, developer that may be too low for him, or if the population is low. Mm-hmm. That's one of the problems we're having with trying to get grocery stores in certain areas. If the population is low or not enough to ensure this developer of the supermarket that they'll be able to make it, they won't come. So we as citizens have to provide correct information to the system, so to speak. Everyone's scared about everybody knowing their business. Well, yeah. Half of the system knows your business.
Yes,
anyway.
Sir.
So, you know, but we have to provide the information to developers that want to come in our area to make sure that they realize that they have a reasonable chance and opportunity of being successful, because we're going to patronize the business. What good is getting a business in town? Everybody wants a Jack in the Box, and you get a Jack in the Box, and nobody goes to mm-hmm. Jack in the Box. So, you know, we as citizens, we have to do our part in ensuring that the developers and the restaurants and the stores come to our area, that we shop in our area, mm-hmm. versus getting in the car going over to Washington Road just simply because you're accustomed to it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We can have the same thing Washington Road has, but we have to ensure that we support the merchants on our side of town to make sure that our side grow also.
And you mentioned that it's important that the residents make it known that they're there. And, of course, one of those ways to do that is a lot of people are uncomfortable with it, but completing that census report.
Completing that census report and voting.
And voting.
Yeah, and voting. We have a very... Well, I guess it's the same problem across the country, but we have our people don't come out to vote. And when I say our people, I mean the citizens of Augusta, mm-hmm. not just one particular part of town. The whole town has a bad problem with not coming out to vote. And I've been saying during the last campaign, how do you expect for just 20% of the population to govern the other 80%. You know, my opinion is just as good as someone else. But if I don't do my part, then what good am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't vote, if I don't make my concerns known, why should I even fuss about it anymore? You know, why should I complain about my taxes being high? Or why should I complain about the street light fee? I didn't go to vote for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, I don't know who to vote for. Pick up the paper. Get on the internet. Vote for somebody. The worst the best of the worst, you know, just vote for somebody. And our society is laying back and just letting a small percentage of our population govern our actions and what how we live and the benefits of life.
And that's very unwise. It hurts the people who choose not to vote. And, you know, it's interesting. State Representative Brian Prince was here several weeks ago telling us that same thing. And he was saying, for the same reason, you've got to vote because elected officials need to know who has their backs.
That's right.
Our guest, Commissioner Dennis Williams, and I will be right back.
Mm-hmm.